I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. September 11th, 2001. The intense, dramatic images are seared into our collective memory. Several years later, a proposal to build an Islamic mosque and cultural center on the World Trade Center site ignited a national controversy that has smoldered ever since. Today, there are plans to build a 43-story luxury condominium instead. As we hear from Bill Miles, 9/11 has produced a complicated legacy of ideological and political challenges and, most importantly, continues to teach us profoundly important lessons about tolerance.
This morning, I learned that my chief, an African chief of a Muslim people, died. And while some of my co-religionists may frown upon the idea, tonight I shall say Kaddish, the Jewish prayer for the dead, in his honor. For he was not only my chief, he was the very embodiment of peace and tolerance to which every religious person should strive. Precisely half my life ago, 27 years before to be exact, I first appeared before Al-Haji Haru Sarkin Fulani Maigari Da Maigundama Nayardaji Zangon Daura. At the time, I had no idea what all those titles meant, only that he was the one who presided over the Nigerian village in which I was hoping to live. Together, I eventually learned those honorifics conveyed that he had already undertaken the prescribed pilgrimage to Mecca, that he was the chief not only of my desired village but over the surrounding territory, and that he was a royal of the nomadic tribe credited with leading a jihad in the region 2 centuries ago. By agreeing to host me in his community, Al-Haji Haru became my chief. I've lost track of the number of times I returned to the village in Nigeria's far Muslim north since that first year I spent there. When I happened to be back 3 months after 9/11, he extended condolences over what had happened to my brothers, that is, the people of America. Just one small example of how faith and compassion beat out tribalism and fanaticism. Ikon Allah, power of God, and Hakafa, that's how it is, were my chief's trademark expressions in the local language, Hausa. So was his irrepressible chuckle. Practice patience was another common phrase he used, especially when administering justice or reconciling quarreling couples. And he would rarely go 3 sentences without invoking lafia, peace, well-being. An Orthodox Muslim, one would be hard-pressed to describe my chief as a progressive. He had 4 wives, simultaneously, and more children than even he could in the end keep track of. But not only did he approve my mother's and aunt's funding of a shelter for blind women in his village, it was he who provided the precious plot of land right in the middle of it. I grew up less than 20 miles from the World Trade Center. I believe that if more people, when they heard the word Muslim, could evoke my chief's gentle face, infectious laugh, and soothing words, rather than the sinister mug and murderous threats of a bin Laden, then fewer people would automatically recoil at the idea of an Islamic center on sacred ground in a city we all share. And as they say in Hausaland, Amen.
Bill Miles, who lives with his family in Seekonk, Massachusetts, is professor of political science at Northeastern University in Boston. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ribr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.